This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd Borowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Clothesline Settlements, our preferred partner for all your closing needs. Well, in the studio with me now, as continuing, is Harmer Thompson. He's Senior Vice President of Elcor, and we're talking about his Project Altair over in Arlington. And we're talking about the views. We're talking about the high tech of technology that's going into this, plus the ambiance. I mean,
that's right.
You're going high tech. Now, are these for sale or are they rentals?
So we're doing both. And I think that you asked earlier about what differentiates us. I mean, I think we're the only condo project of this size. And quite frankly, there's not a lot of projects in the pipeline in Arlington in terms of condos. So we originally had envisioned the project as 450 apartments. It just was a lot of apartments, and we saw the ability to differentiate the product and, you know, actually hedge and go for home ownership. Since there was really not a lot in the pipeline, we saw the opportunity to fill that space. And in Arlington, it's so hard to entitle buildings like this that you can see your competition coming from a long way away. So we knew we would be delivering into a time period where there wasn't a lot of comparable product. We don't think there's real comparable product. But and the other thing is we're also three blocks from the metro and, you know, the Pentagon City metro. I mean, we're right there. And I don't think people realize this, but there's 2 million square feet of walkable retail between Crystal City and Pentagon City. There's obviously Pentagon City Mall, you got Pentagon Row, and you've got the full Crystal City complement of retail. So there's a lot of walkable amenities right there.
Wonderful. But in your project, are you going to have like a retail component?
We actually aren't. We are across the street from a Whole Foods that's just getting built now. And we are just far enough away from that core that we are not doing retail. Now, there's going to be enough retail serving our project. And sometimes I like to say, you want to be the one that's actually benefiting from the retail but not having to build it, because sometimes it can be pretty expensive in a mixed-use project. You know, you have to run pipes all the way through your building. So it can get pretty complicated. So we actually have the benefit of getting the Whole Foods without having to build it.
That's wonderful. And it's right there. It's walkable.
It literally would be across the street. So it's a block from us.
That's awesome. And also, as far as the timeline, when can people expect you to break ground, and when do you expect the delivery?
Yeah, I know everybody is anxiously awaiting the demolition of what the building that's there now. There's a 235,000 square foot office building called the Paperclip Building. It was built in 1960, and I think a lot of people are wanting to know when that's going to start coming down. As I've told everybody, we're across the street from the Pentagon, so we can't implode it. I wish we could, but we're gonna start that demolition. I think people should start to see that at probably in the September timeframe of this year.
And what about the delivery of the project?
Delivery will be in 2018, and probably that's the second quarter of 2018 is when we would deliver. And so it's a little ways out there, but we're pretty excited, and we have our approvals. We're just putting our permits in place. So, you know, we're pretty sure about that timing.
Now, as far as people that want to get in on it, as far as maybe a purchase or rent and be hip when the thing opens up.
Yes.
Who do they contact?
Well, so there's two components, right? There's the for sale condominiums, and then there's the apartment. And at this point, we do have a website, and it's www.thealtair.com. Right there, there's a sign-up sheet if you want to get additional information. And I would encourage you to go there, even if you just want to see the views. We have a 360 rotating. We sent a drone up.
Oh, wow.
And it you know, the technology nowadays is pretty cool. They go up, and we've got a 360 view from the upper floors of the building, so you can see those great views that I've been talking about. Also, McWilliams Ballard is our sale company for the condos, and I know they have it on their website as well, and I know you can contact them to get additional information as well.
Okay. Can you just give me that website one more time?
Yeah, it's www.thealtair, and Altair is with an E, A-L-T-A-I-R-E. DCRealEstateRadio.com. Yep.
Perfect. And we're also going to put it on our website as well under DCRealEstateRadio.com. That's DCRealEstateRadio.com. Or if you want to call me off air at 301-467-8444, that number again is 301-467-8444. I can go ahead and give you that website again as well.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, let's talk about these other projects. Yep. You have another one that's pretty big in White Flint.
Yep, we have a very big one. North Bethesda. It's called North Bethesda Center, and I know having grown up here, there's a lot of dispute about whether it should be called White Flint or North Bethesda Center or the Pike District. So, right now I think it's the White Flint Metro. We own the site right on top of the White Flint Metro. We did a joint development agreement with WMATA. And we've developed about 640 apartments there, a Harris Teeter, and the headquarters for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. On top of that, we have another almost 4 million square feet of development, and we're very hopeful that we will be talking about the Marriott move, which is new to the news, but we think we will be a prime contender for a relocation of 700,000 to 800,000 square feet for Marriott.
They want a metro.
They want metro. They want walkable amenities. We can deliver both of those things. On top of that, obviously Pike and Rose is across the street. And there's a significant amount of retail coming in there. There's a Whole Foods down the way. We have a Harris Teeter. The area has a bunch of additional development. And we think that with a move of Marriott, it's just going to facilitate the evolution of that market, which is there. And they're all big developers, JBG, BF Saul, Lerner, Elcor. There's a lot of big names up there with the ability to deliver some significant amenities and make it a real urban core downtown. So we're excited about that.
But you're really close to the metro. Like, that's your spot.
Yeah, we control the metro, and that's what we love about our location. I mean, they could go out their door in less than a block to their building. And so for the millennials who a lot of them really want the downtown urban experience, they have easy access. Red Line, certainly one of the prime lines in the metro system, easily could be down to our other project, which is down in Union Market. And I'm pretty sure it wouldn't take too long, 15 or 20 minutes max. So, we can cover the apartments for both, either local, if they want to just walk down the street to our units there at We have 640 units, or they can go down to Union Market in our project there.
The millennials are going to love you.
That's right. We're done.
Perfect. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Harmer Thompson. He's Senior Vice President of Elcor, and I'm your host, Todd Borowit, and you're listening to Sound Broadcast Network AM 1260, The Answer. Now, let's talk about DC. Tell me more about that project.
Yeah, so we are doing a project in Union Market. It is 187 residential units over top of 30,000 square feet of retail. We are doing that project with Edens, which is a big retail developer. They're the ones that delivered Union Market. I don't know if you've been down there, but the actual market itself that's down there, they delivered that. They own this site, and they brought us in as the residential developer. We will develop them the retail. We're hoping for a small format grocer. They're the ones doing that marketing, but of course, I can put my wishes in there. Small format grocer, some really high-end restaurants, that sort of thing. Uh-huh. And we're excited about it. And if you've been down to Union Market, it is the old food warehouse market for Washington area, and it's one of the few industrial areas with a street grid, with historic buildings, a lot like the Meatpacking District in New York City. Uh-huh. And we don't get that in Washington area because it was never really an industrial city. So, unlike Philadelphia or New York or others that have that. And we think that it gives it a really authentic kind of a gritty feel. At the same time, you're next to a metro in NoMa. You have great access to neighborhoods. It's walkable down to H Street, which obviously is another really hot market. You're right next to NoMa. So we're also, you can see that there's a trend. We love grocery stores. We love mass transit. We love, walkable amenities and what's not to like. So that's what we're chasing.
You're a urban developer millennial's dream come true.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, I know the word millennial is like is way overused. And if I flip back to Altair, one thing I would mention is, you know, that market, one of the things I like about the market is clearly, you know, millennials, and they make up, you know, a huge percentage of the renter pool, so you have to talk about them. But I think if you go back to Crystal City, Pentagon City, we think we also have a much bigger market with a more mature audience there as well. So we think we get a nice mix there. When I talk about Union Market, we think that we're going to see mostly millennials in that project. So to kind of give you a range of what we think are going to happen, but you know, certainly White Flint as well. I think we've got a more mature and millennial, and then I think, you know, you look at Union Market, it's very millennial driven.
Now, Harmer, before we wrap up, is there anything we need to know about that we didn't touch about with Alcor?
Yes. Actually, one interesting tidbit is that out of our New York office, most people wouldn't expect this out of us, but we did the development of the JFK International Terminal, which is about 1.5 million square feet in a public-private partnership with the Port Authority in New York. So I think that sort of speaks to the diversity of product that we can develop and the capabilities of our platform.
Well, you guys have a great platform and putting together a lot of great projects. Thanks so much for being here. That was Harmer Thompson. He's Senior Vice President with Alcor. And coming up next, we have Chris Ballard. He's a principal over at McWilliams Ballard. And we're getting into the marketing of the project, the Altair.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.